Today on Before You Buy, the best notebook Dell thinks they've ever made. Give your iPhone spinners and fool your kids into becoming code monkeys. You gotta watch Before You Buy.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Before You Buy is brought to you by Cashfly at cachefly.com.
This episode of Before You Buy is brought to you by SmartThings. SmartThings lets you monitor, control, and automate your home from wherever you are using your smartphone. Right now, SmartThings is offering Before You Buy listeners 10% off selected kits, and you get free shipping in the United States when you go to smartthings.com/beforeyoubuy and use the offer code BEFOREYOUBUY at checkout. And by iFixit. You can fix it, and iFixit makes it easy with free step-by-step repair guides, high-quality replacement parts, and all the tools you'll ever need. For $10 off your purchase of $50 or more, go to iFixit.com/twit and enter the code BEFOREYOUBUY at checkout. Hey, and welcome to Before You Buy. It's Twit's product review show. It's where we take the latest gadgets and gizmos that we've gotten in the Twit Brick House, and we give it to our hosts, our staff members, our friends, and we tell them to give us the best, most honest reviews that they can possibly come up with. Now, we need to start with this monster. I've had this for a few weeks now. This is the Dell XPS. This sexy, sexy beast is the consumer version of the Inspiron 3800 that I reviewed last year and I liked so very much. It's a monster in all senses of the word. It's fast, it's beautiful, it's stylish, but the question is it a buy? So I took a look and this is what I thought.
The XPS 15 is Dell's flagship consumer-oriented portable powerhouse. At 0.31 to 0.71 inches thick, 14.65 inches wide, 10 inches deep, and 4.4 pounds heavy, the XPS 15 is an uber-powerful Windows 8.1 64-bit notebook in a beautiful aluminum and carbon fiber shell. The 2015 XPS 15 series starts at $1,600, but the unit we reviewed was Dell's top-of-the-line model priced at $2,549.99. The centerpiece of the XPS 15 is a 15.6-inch 3840 by 2160 true 4K lipless IPS screen topped by edge-to-edge Gorilla Glass and outfitted with 10-point multi-touch. Under the hood of the XPS 15 beats a 4th-gen Intel i7-4712HQ CPU running at 2.3 GHz with a turbo mode of 3.3 GHz, 16 GB of DDR3 memory, and an NVIDIA GeForce 750 GPU with 2 GB of dedicated GDDR5 memory. Supporting all that speed is a 512GB SSD on an upgradable mSATA card, 802.11abgnac wireless, and a Bluetooth 4.0 module. Port-wise, the XPS 15 is well-loaded. The left side of the notebook houses the power connector, full-size HDMI, mini DisplayPort, two USB 3.0 ports, a combo audio port, and an LED battery power readout. The right side adds an additional USB 3.0 port, plus a USB 2.0 media card reader and a security port. All the USB ports include PowerShare so you can charge your USB devices with the laptop's battery, even if the laptop is off. Protecting all the tech is a brushed aluminum lid and a carbon fiber composite base. Performance-wise, the XPS 15 is top shelf. In PC Mark Vantage, it scored a low of 2516 and an average of 2630. In 3D Mark CloudGate, the XPS 15 notched 9812. To be clear, these aren't gaming notebook numbers, but then again, the XPS 15 isn't a gaming notebook. All right, enough with the spec candy. Let's talk about real-world usage. First up, input. Having a 15.6-inch screen, the deck of the XPS 15 is spacious. The glass touchpad is large, responsive, and well-placed. The keyboard is firm with plenty of travel for its non-slip keys, though I was left wondering why Dell didn't opt to make it larger given all the extra room. The keyboard backlighting is just right. Not so bright that it's annoying in a dark room, but bright enough to be seen in regular lighting. Dell outfitted the deck with a matte finished silicone cover to act as a wrist rest, and also because it just looks good. Speaking of looking good, this screen is simply gorgeous. The colors are rich, the image is sharp, the contrast amazing, and the viewing angle generous at 70 degrees. The GeForce 750 is a little dated, but it still pushes those pixels quite well, handling everything from browsing to editing to gaming. Now, with such a big screen running at such high resolution, And both a CPU and dedicated GPU, the XPS 15 does have a voracious electrical appetite that takes its toll on the battery. Even with a 91 watt-hour lithium ion, the best runtime we could manage in power-saving mode, dimmed screen, wireless off, power-saving CPU, was 7.5 hours. With normal usage, we averaged about 5.5 hours. When cranking graphics, well, keep it plugged in. As for the rest, the sound is above average, the webcam is so-so, and the fan is ultra-quiet. In fact, it might be too quiet. The XPS 15 uses a heat spreader to good effect, allowing the fan to run slowly or not at all, but the bottom of the laptop can get uncomfortably warm while number crunching.
Now, this is a beautiful box. It really is. Everything from the screen to edge glass to the rubberized palm rest, it just feels good. It works well. It doesn't lag at all. Even the touchscreen is useful. Now, that being said, this is expensive. It's really, really expensive. So on my pro sides, yes, I am going to recognize the fact that the screen is one of the most beautiful things ever. I am going to recognize that it is fast. But at somewhere between $2,000 and $3,000, this is a premium notebook. Now, I would shy away from that normally, but here's the issue. There is another version of this. It's called the Inspiron 3800. It's the one that I liked so much last year. It doesn't have as big of a battery. It doesn't have some of the bells and whistles that this has on the consumer side, but it is a business laptop that runs even faster because it has a better video card. That's another con, and that is that they put a video chipset in here, which is nice because it's discrete, but they could have put something much faster that would have turned this from being just a desktop replacement to being a gaming desktop replacement. Now, all in all, it still does offer something very unique. It gives you an all-in-one package with a decent battery that you can get 5-6 hours of life out of, even if you're doing some significant processing. It does give you this 4K monitor that, I mean, literally, seriously, look at this. Look at that viewing angle. That is just so nice. Without any phase shifting, without any significant color bleed off, they've done so many things right in this that even at this price point, even with the fact that the 3800 might be a slightly better notebook for those people on a budget, I'd have to say that the Dell XPS 15 is a buy. Now, we will compare this to a couple of the other notebooks that we've got in-house to see if it compares well to, say, I don't know, an Acer V15, which goes for $1,000 less. We also want to get the Inspiron 3800 to put them side by side and see if the design changes are significant enough to warrant one or the other. Now, I think that does it for our laptops. Let's go ahead and shift gears a little bit. We talked to Megan Maroney, and we asked her to explore a product that is supposed to trick your kids into learning.
I am Megan Maroney, and I host iOS Today, i5 for the iPhone, and Tech News Tonight. I also have 3 tweens who are officially out of school for the summer, which means it becomes my job to keep them busy. Sure, they would be happy watching other people play Minecraft or browsing through Instagram for the better part of the day, but I don't want their little brains to shrivel up. Somebody's got to take care of me in my old age. One way my kids have been keeping busy for the last few months is through Bitsbox, a website that helps teach them how to code. Yes, these days there are lots and lots of websites and apps that teach kids how to code. The thing about Bitsbox is that it's not just a website or an app. It's a box that kids physically get in the mail every month. The box ships every month with new coding projects, stickers, and a mystery toy. Our first box came with a Slinky. Yes, Slinkies are undeniably great. But is that worth the $40 a month this subscription costs? If teaching your kids to really code is important to you, yes, it might be worth it. Because they need a reason to stick with it, and a box that comes in the mail every month might just be that reason. Bitsbox was a Kickstarter project created by Boulder, Colorado dads who met when they both worked at a company you might have heard of. It's called Google. Your kids can create the JavaScript HTML5 coding projects on bitsbox.com for free, and they can even use the app's QR code to instantly zap the app into their tablet or the phone and play the games that they've created. The subscription, which includes additional coding projects, costs, as I said, $40 a month if you want to pay month to month. If you pay for 3 months, it goes down to $35 a month. It's $30 a month if you want to sign up for a year. If you just want to download a PDF of the coding projects, that is only $20 a month. Here are the pros. There are interesting projects that will inspire and amuse kids. If you've ever wanted to blow up Stampy Cat from Minecraft, now you can. The games your kids create can run on iOS or Android and tablets and phones. The coding projects work best on a computer with a keyboard. This is a pro because it teaches kids how to type. The cons are that $40, as I said before, is a little bit high, especially if you're giving this as a gift. I wish the price point were a little bit lower. I get that the mystery toy is designed to get kids excited, but I could do without another cheap toy that just ends up getting broken pretty quickly. Typing might be hard for littler kids. There are lots of drag and drop learn to code sites and apps that might be a better place to start. I would say if price is not an issue for you, go for it. For the budget conscious, I say give it a try. I am Megan Maroney, and this is my review of the BitsBox subscription service. Back to you.
It's a try for the BitsBox from our very own Megan Maroney. You can find her on Tech News Tonight every weekday at 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific. You can also find her at iOS Today and i5 for the iPhone. Now, I know there are going to be some people who look at this and say, well, I'm not exactly sure what it is. What it really is a subscription service that's going to convince your kids to learn something. Now, for us geeks who maybe don't have families, don't have kids, that may not mean much, but as you get older and you get wiser and you get kids, you're going to long to make them code. So pick yourself up some BitsBox, try it out. Maybe it just might be the thing you need to get your kids into coding. Speaking of getting your kids into coding, what if you were to turn your house into an experiment? Something that they could play with, something that they could use to figure out the logic of how things work. That's exactly what you could do if you use SmartThings. Now, SmartThings was voted by CNET as the best home automation product of CES 2015, and it's easy to see why. Now, this is their portfolio. These are the sensors that you can find, everything from door sensors, window sensors, temperature, humidity, to moisture. It's not just another home automation system, however. The key to the SmartThings thing is this. That's the hub. Now, this hub will speak to all of these sensors, but it will also speak to your drop cams. It will speak to your Nest thermostat. It will speak to your Sonos audio system. It's designed to be the bridge between all the little devices from all the different home automation companies that want to compete for your home. Well, you don't have to compete on their terms. You can buy what you want, use it with SmartThings. And you can control everything from your smartphone, from anywhere in the world. Now, one of the things that I really like is this. This is the presence sensor. This little keychain-sized fob allows my house to know when I've come home. And then it can set everything the way that I want it. It can turn the lights up or down based on my preferences. It can turn the Sonos system on so I hear the music I like. It could even interoperate with the alarm system, the drop cams. It could play sounds when someone comes to a door. It could turn your thermostat up and down. Basically, you're only limited by your imagination when you've got a smart house with SmartThings. They made it easier than ever to turn your home into a smart home. And you know what? You really got to try them now. If you want to play with home automation, if you want to play with security, if you want to look at energy savings, if you've got a house where you need to worry about water in the basement, SmartThings is the smart buy. It's the easiest way to get up and running and smart in a short period of time. Now, right now, until June 30th, SmartThings is offering its three most popular kits at a discount just for our Twit audience. Get 10% off either the home security, energy saver, or water detection kit when you go to smartthings.com/beforeyoubuy and use the offer code before you buy. It's the perfect way to get started with a smart home. For 10% off and free domestic shipping, go to smartthings.com/beforeyoubuy. And to show your love for Before You Buy, make sure to use the offer code before you buy. SmartThings, smart house, smart now. And we thank SmartThings for their support of Before You Buy. Now, let's go ahead and take a wander over to an event we had here in San Francisco. We looked at Mobile Focus, where we had a little sit-down with the guys from Kingston, and they brought out a device for all you folks with MacBooks or Chromebooks and a new USB-C connector. You've probably seen this, but not this. This is actually Kingston's 5-in-1. It's a fantastic little device that does everything from provide you a battery bank to a Wi-Fi access point to a way to share your media. Fun little product that they've revamped in the last 9 months. But, you know, this is not really what we want to talk about. Now, they've got these 7.1 surround sound headphones, which I absolutely love. They're super comfortable. They sound great. But even these are not really what I want to talk about. Because what I want to talk about is over here with David Leong. Now, David Leong is a friend of the TWiT TV network. He's been on This Week in Enterprise Tech. You've seen him on Know How. And, yeah, you're going to see him on Before You Buy. Because Kingston now has USB-C devices. David, tell me about these.
This is our upcoming product, Data Traveler Micro Duo 3C. Like you said, USB Type-C. So this is the new standard of USB coming out. USB, technically it's USB 3.1. So people are going to notice, hey, that's a really small connector on one side, right? And then you've got your standard USB connector on the other side. So what we've done is kind of made a two-in-one type of thing here. The new USB Type-C connector is for devices like the Chromebook Pixel, the new MacBook, and the Nokia N1 tablet. So, you know, the other PC makers, it's coming, right? It allows you to transfer data, charge your device. And I think it might even be able to, like, hook up to an external monitor. I think this port does all that. Not the Kingston product, right, but... What we do basically is with this drive, we're letting people look. You can future-proof your product. Go ahead, if you have one of the new products that has this port, you can transfer data in between your current, USB 2, USB 3 PC, and with your new 3.1 device. 16, 32, 64 gigs coming out in early June.
This is such a good idea because, as you said, USB 3C is nice. It's great. It's fast. But my current devices won't work with it without some sort of dongle. If you give me a device that will work with my USB 3 now and USB-C later, well, that's a no-brainer.
Exactly. We're trying to just future-proof. This is a good way to future-proof yourself. You have the device now. If you upgrade to a new laptop or get a new fancy tablet later on, you're still covered. The additional data, the additional storage is actually pretty cool for your device.
David, if they want to find out more about your range of products, where can they go?
It's really easy. www.kingston.com.
There you have it, folks. USB-C is the future. I'm Father Robert, and that's been your first look.
Now, I really love the stuff that they got at the Kingston desk. You may remember back from CES 2015, we got a look at their Predator and their Savage. That was their SSD refresh, which was just phenomenally fast. In fact, Brian,
yeah?
This week on Know How, we did a little something. We made our own super fast flash drive, didn't we?
Yeah. You took a little, $12 enclosure, and you put a SSD in it, and it is so fast compared to, your regular USB flash drive.
Yeah, actually, what we found was you could buy a high-performance USB flash drive that might get you 200, 300 megabytes per second read, maybe 200 megabytes per second write. We took a Kingston mSATA card, dropped it into a closure, and I think we got 500 read and 400 write, and it was actually less than the super high performance. So, I'd like to see more of this on Before You Buy. Maybe take their USB-C stuff and compare it against some of the homebrew. What do you think?
Yeah, I like that idea. And I think right after you finished that project, you said you were going to give it to me, right? You're going to let me have it, and then I was going to put, Windows 10 or something on that and run it off of there.
Actually, if you keep the camera on yourself, I believe I was going to give it to Karsten. Karsten was going to actually have it because he's the producer of Before You Buy, right?
So, why would Karsten want it? He doesn't want it.
Yeah, I'm just saying that to bug you. Now, folks, I know there's a lot of iPhone people out there, and I know there's a lot of you who are really into photography. And let's face it, the iPhone, until very recently, was the king of the camera phone. No one could touch it. A couple of manufacturers got close, but as far as clarity, simplicity of use, and just the flexibility of options, the iPhone has ruled the roost for mobile pictures. Now, we went over to Mike Elgin, and we gave him a device that he could attach to his iPhone to maybe increase that flexibility even more. Why don't we take a look at the Stylus Metal Camera Kit.
Hey, this is Mike Elgin, news director here at TWiT, looking at a couple of products for people who want to take fantastic photos with their iPhone 6 or iPhone 6 Plus. The first is a case that has a lens attachment, and the second is another attachment that goes on that same case for special lighting effects. And we'll go into all the details of those, both those products. The first is called the Stylus iPhone 6 Plus case, and the second is the Stylus LED ring light attachment. We'll get into whether or not that is worth it as well. Now, the problem that this company is trying to solve with these lenses is that if you look at a solution like the Oloclip, which we've reviewed before, they're difficult to get on, and then the lens quality is not that great. The other problem with something like an Oloclip, which clips directly onto the lens of the iPhone, is that it pretty much prevents you from having a case, and so you have to carry around a naked iPhone, which can be dangerous because if you drop it, it's going to break and all that kind of stuff. So let's take a close look at what is exactly in each of these products. The first, let's start with the case part of the iPhone 6 Plus case from Stylus. Now, you'll notice that you slip it on by essentially putting most of it, you know, probably 90% of the body of the case is slipped on with a single piece that slides over the top. And then on the bottom, there's a metal or plastic, you can choose which one you want when you buy the product, which slides on the bottom and screws on with this sort of metal screwy thing here. And this holds it very, very firmly in place. Inside is a nice, soft, felty feeling sort of material that will cradle your phone lovingly with a softness so that it won't scratch and so on. Now, you also notice another great benefit of this case as a case. It doesn't cover the buttons, the controls, the ports, or the speaker. Those are all exposed to the elements, but they're also available to you for better control. Now, if you don't have the lens attachment or the light attachment in this case, you can pop out this handy kickstand and prop up your phone and watch movies or do whatever you're going to do. So that's a handy case. Now, it's kind of heavy, but it has a good grippy feel to it. This is the metal version of this is real metal. There's a gold version as well. And you'll also notice that it covers the top part of the lens. So, for example, if you lay it down on its back, the iPhone lens, which protrudes from the actual body of the iPhone, will not be touching the surface that you put it on. Likewise, if you turn it over and lay it down face down, the front of the phone, the glass part, is not going to touch the surface because it's just raised enough to lift it off the surface, and those are all really great features. Now, let's talk about the lens attachment itself. Now, to get off this kickstand thing, you have this little controller here. Give it a little twist, and that just pops right off. Takes a little bit of practice, but once you get it, it's really easy to do. Then this is like a camera lens where you line up the red dots, and then you just slide it over. And then there it is. It looks like that's the lens right here in the middle, but in fact, that is not the lens. We'll get into exactly how that works in just a sec. So if you want to use a lens, how this works is you slide it out. Put this in place, and you slide out the lens, and it covers the iPhone 6 lens. Again, there is an iPhone 6 I should have mentioned earlier. There's an iPhone 6 version and an iPhone 6 Plus version. We're looking today at the iPhone 6 Plus version. They are the same price. So there's one lens. That is the circular polarizing filter lens. It's cool in concept. Unfortunately, it's probably because of the small size or for some other reason, but it doesn't have a super strong polarizing effect. And here's another one, which is the fisheye lens. And finally, we have the wide-angle lens, which pops up. And inside there is a little black top, which you pop out to give yourself the macro lens for very close-up photography. And this is magnetic, so to put it back in, you just throw it in there, and it places itself directly into the cradle there. This is a really high-quality macro lens, and you can get really close to your subject and still have high resolution. Not a lot of blurring around the edges. That's one of the disappointments I had with the Oloclip, which is that around the edges of the macro lens, it was way too much blurriness. Okay, now let's look at the other lens attachment, which is the sold separately LED lighting attachment. We'll go ahead and plug this in now. So what we're going to notice first is I have this removable item here, which lets you put the whole camera on a tripod from the attachment. And of course, that's sturdy enough to really hold the phone. So that's actually a really cool feature there. But how you use this is you take the lighting part of this, the ring, and swivel it out so that it is right directly centered over the actual iPhone lens. And then this red button here, you turn that on and you get what is obviously a very bright light. Now, one great feature of this is you can adjust. If you notice, if you look at the light directly, there's white and yellow LEDs in there. So you can adjust those separately. So with this little sliders here, you can turn down the yellow but keep the white bright. You can turn them both down, or you can turn them both up, or you can just have a yellow, orangey light. Whatever you want to do, you can adjust that and perfect it. As you can see, these dramatically improve the lighting of your subject, especially if your subject is pretty close. If your subject is going to be further away than 4 or 5 feet, it's not really going to do much for you. But if your subject, if you're taking food photography, you're taking pictures of a pet within a foot or two or three, it's going to have a significant effect. It's a nice, gentle effect because the lighting is all the way around the lens, so it's not going to be a light source over here. Having said that, you may have noticed that because you have one of these attachments on, you can't have the other, and vice versa. And so if you want to use both the lenses from this company, Stylus, and also the lighting, you can still do that. The LED ring light attachment doesn't use power from the phone. It has its own source, which is 3 AAA batteries. Now, let's talk about pros and cons. The pros are that this is really high-quality stuff. It's high-quality engineering, high-quality design, high-quality material. It feels premium, and that's always a great thing, especially at these prices. It's also great as a case. The case protects everything while keeping the buttons, ports, and speakers exposed. I like that combination of maximizing protection while still giving you direct access to the actual phone where you need it. The inside is soft and fuzzy, so it'll protect your phone really nicely. And most importantly, and this is the mother of all pros for any sort of product like this, it will result, all of these products, both of these products, will result in the highest quality photos that I have ever seen on an iPhone. The iPhone already has a great camera. This will greatly enhance it and will not reduce the quality through inferior lenses because the lenses are great. And of course, the lighting effects will always result in better photos in certain circumstances. The cons are that it's a little on the pricey side. Again, you can find cheaper prices online, but still, this is a pretty expensive solution for just improving the quality of photos on an iPhone. Another con is that the case itself is pretty heavy. So the normal way you'd do this, and of course, one of the convenient things about this is that you can just leave the case on, swap on the attachments when you want them. So you're going to be using this case as your full-time case, and if you do that, it's on the heavy side, especially the metal version. And the case with attachments, once you put these lenses on, they're bulky. So if you want to put that in your pocket, good luck with that. It's probably too bulky for most people to put in their pocket. Having said that, this is a definite buy. Taking pictures with an iPhone is a great alternative. The quality is so good that it's a great alternative to a DSLR for a lot of people and a lot of circumstances. And this combination of lenses and lighting will actually take that to the next level and really give you great quality photos. And given the quality of the photos, I don't think the price is really too high. So that's my review of both the Stylus iPhone 6 Plus case and the Stylus LED ring light attachment, both of which I recommend. And that's it. Back to you.
That's a buy from Mike Elgin for the Stylus Metal Series camera for iPhone 6 Plus. I actually played with a Stylus module for my old Galaxy S4. It was quite nice. I mean, it really did improve the quality of the photography. I could do macro. I could do long distance photography. So if that's your thing, I mean, I know it may look a little strange. It may feel a little strange for people who aren't taking photos all the time. But if your primary thing is to post to Instagram, to give photos to your friends on Facebook, that's actually probably money well spent. Speaking of money well spent, hey Brian, I don't know if you're up, but you know, we do know-how together, right?
Yeah, every Thursday.
We take apart a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we break a lot of things, which means then we have to fix them.
What do we use to fix them?
We have an all-in-one kit. Works really well.
Yeah, that's this thing right here. Now, folks, iFixit has been an advertiser, a fan of the network for a very long time, not just for Before You Buy, but for know-how and all of our other Twit properties. What they get is they understand that geeks want not just the tools, but the knowledge that they need in order to fix their devices, everything from their laptops to their desktops to their quadcopters to their eyeglasses and their doorknobs. iFixit isn't just a place to get this awesome tool roll with all of these tools, but it's also a place to get over 10,000 repair guides. Everything like your smartphone, your tablet, your game console, they'll give you the instructions you need to make things right. Now, this ProTech Toolkit is my favorite. It's 70-plus tools to assist you with any mod, malfunction, or misfortune that comes your way. The toolkit is the gold standard for electronics work, from garage hackers to the CIA and the FBI. But more importantly, it's the gold standard here at the Twit Brickhouse. This is the kit we reach for when we need to fix something, or disassemble something, or unburk something. Now, this includes iFixit 54-bit driver kit with 54 standard, specialty, and security bits. Everything from Phillips bits, Pentalo bits, Torx and Torx security bits, tri-wing bits, even the triangle bits that you use for McDonald's toys. Everything you need to hack yourself out of a situation. It also includes this anti-static wrist wrap so that you can safely modify your electronics without blowing things out with static. It's got spudgers, nylon spudgers, plastic spudgers, metal spudgers, everything so you can open up your electronics the right way without marring the surface, without destroying its resalability, because that's how real geeks do it. Real geeks go in, they come out, you never know they were there fixing your electronics. It's only $64.95 and it's backed by a lifetime warranty. Hobbyists and home DIY or fixers alike will use the ProTech Toolkit for doorknobs, for your eyeglasses, for your cabinet doors, for your sink fixtures, and of course, for all your geeking out. Best of all, along with these tools are thousands of iFixit repair guides so you know exactly what you're doing the first time you do it. Now you can fix it, and with iFixit, you can help yourself. Visit iFixit.com/twit for more than 10,000 free step-by-step guides. iFixit also sells every part and tool that you'll need. Enter the code before you buy at checkout, and you'll save $10 off any purchase of $50 or more. That's iFixit.com/twit, and use the code before you buy to save $10 at checkout. We thank iFixit for their support of Before You Buy. Now it's time for a parting shot. And we're taking a look at something that you've probably seen in the news. Maybe you've laughed a little bit at, but everyone who's actually tried it has said that it's phenomenal. It's a really cool repurposing of technology, and it's this. Mike Elgin went to Google I.O. 2015, and he picked up their brand new cardboard. Now, cardboard is exactly what the name might imply. It's cardboard. It's foldable cardboard that has some lenses in it. But it's a bit more than that. It's also an app that you can load onto your Android phone. Now, I've got a OnePlus One here. This is not a fast phone by any means of the word. But what it has loaded on it is the cardboard application. Now, if you go to the side shot here, you might be able to get this a little bit better. It's got a split screen, and that's because it's giving you a 3D parallax view of things that you've got loaded onto your phone. The way that it works is that you put it into the holder, close the cardboard, you hold it up to your face, adjust it until it looks just about, there we go, just about right. And this little viewfinder-like button here allows me to select things, and the way that I go back and forth is I find what I want, push the button. Now, what's cool about this is, like, for example, when I'm playing my videos, it allows me to look up and down, select the video that I want to play, and then it's in a real location. I know that my videos are always playing here. My library is always over here, and I can always bring them from one place to another. Now, of course, this is... Thank you, Brian. I just noticed what you're doing with the screen. Of course, this is one of these technologies that you really have to see to believe. But the cool thing is, if you go online right now, you'll find instructions to make your own cardboard kit. You'll even find links where you can buy these lenses. So if you weren't able to make it out to Google I.O., if you weren't able to get your own official Google cardboard, you could craft one this weekend and try out some 3D awesomeness. I really suggest that you do it. This is one of those things that's so low cost, so low impact, that it doesn't make sense for you not to try it. And if you want an even easier experience, what you could do is use this. Now, this is the Go4D C1 glass. It's $22, and we're going to put the link in our show notes so you can find where you can buy it. If you don't want to make your own cardboard, if you didn't go to Google I.O., you could still get this and get much of the same experience. It uses the same app, so you would just download the official Google app for cardboard, which, again, is free, and it would allow you to do the same things. You can control your phone. You can get the whole 3D... I won't show you. You can get the 3D parallax view and try out for very little what it's like to get that 3D. Ooh, actually, that looks very cool. To get that 3D experience. This is much better than the, ooh, I'm kind of tripping out a little bit, Brian. Ooh. Okay, that's not actually what it looks like, but that is so cool. Now, as my producer has also mentioned, this has one extra advantage, and pull back, Brian, and that is if you're done with cardboard, if you no longer want to look at your pictures, instead of looking at it like this, which is what you're supposed to do with the phone held here, you could turn it around, and you can be the coolest cat on the block with these super high-tech specs. Brian, what do you think?
Dang, Padre, you're looking not cool at all.
That's all we have for this episode of Before You Buy. I want to thank all of our reviewers for giving us their honest opinions, especially to Mike Elgin, to Megan Maroney, and to Brian for being our super TD. He's kind of the heart and soul of Before You Buy. Yeah, Brian, could you tell people where they could find you on the Twit TV network?
Well, like we talked about earlier, Know How on Thursdays at 11 o'clock. And also, you had mentioned iFixit as their sponsor today. I'm doing an Xbox repair, the Red Ring of Death on the old 360, which you might think, you know, the Xbox One's out, so who plays the 360 anymore? But the Xbox One isn't backwards compatible, so there's a lot of people who would, you know, benefit from fixing that old one. So check that out on Know How. And I think we're going to be doing some pre-records later, too.
I think so. Probably just a few. I also want to thank everyone who makes this show possible. Of course, to Lisa and to Leo, and to my super producer, Karsten, who makes sure everything is in its place before we actually start filming. Until next time, I'm Father Robert Ballester, the digital Jesuit, playing with cardboard. And remember, you got to watch before you buy.